Done. Right, hello everyone, welcome to episode 4 of Clowncast. You're back with me tonight. I'm your host, it's Henry Dillman. Again, next to me on my left hand side is, I've got Tam Tansley. To my diagonal left I've got Ross De Rossi, and sat directly opposite me is Jason Steam. So, gents, how are we doing? How you been?
Very good.
Yeah, a lot better for that microwave donut we've given us.
Do we all get back okay from... Where the fuck were we?
France. Versailles.
Yeah. Versailles, oh yeah.
Bloody well, that's a separate podcast. We know we're leaving for that day back.
Yeah, that's good day out.
Good afternoon.
Bloody hell.
Kept prisoner.
Jason's only just got back.
You can't keep me prisoner.
Yeah, fucking... Anyway, we've just got back and... If you want a kebab, don't bother going to a kebab shop. Get yourself down to Iceland and get a lovely 2-pound kilogram bag of doner meat.
You've got my support on that.
Yeah,
sponsored. We're not even sponsored by them.
Sponsored Babtech or something.
Kebabalon.
Kebabtech.
we're just going to quickly go to a quick annoyance of the week. So we're just going to do a quick 2-minute. Summary. So, Ross, if you want to start us off.
Yeah, so what annoyed me this week was basically I spent £10 on these headphones like about a month ago, and then they broke. They just basically, if they move slightly, they just like cut out, and like £10. I thought they were like tangle free headphones. I was so happy with them.
What does tangle free even mean?
It's got like, well, what it is,
it does work.
It's like retractable. You know, like how most headphones are like spaghetti. This one's like tagliatelle, so it doesn't like it doesn't tangle if you like put them in your pocket. I spent £10. Sound quality was beautiful, brilliant. And then they just cut out like randomly.
Send Dr. Dre the receipt, man.
He's got nothing to do with them.
Kenny, would that annoy you?
Yeah, I think that would annoy me.
Yeah, annoy me, Tom.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Kenny, what's annoyed you?
Okay, so what's annoyed me is something you've done, bastard.
What's about your real name?
No, not that. Why all the kids nowadays walking around with hats rolled up over their ears? It's not keeping them warm.
No.
It's wearing like a flying saucer on the top of their head. Let's not do an O. would that annoy you? I mean, I'm asking the wrong man here, but would that annoy you?
If it wasn't me wearing it, yeah, it'd annoy me. The only reason I was doing it is because I thought Jack Nicholson did this. I thought he's pretty
cool. Jack Nicholson, the golf, like a 75-year-old golfer.
Is it Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson.
Who are you on about? Phil Nicholson. Yeah, no, it wouldn't matter.
I was okay with it.
Jack Nicholas, that's what I was about.
Okay, 50%. Ross.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
To be fair, if I wouldn't have done it. I mean, I saw a guy actually where we were just before here. He had it on and he like, alright, twice. Yeah. maybe I'll think twice next time.
He did it ironically.
Oh yeah, you could say so, yeah.
You did it to... Yeah, do it. But I don't know.
All right, so what's annoyed me is the people who like portable charge, like walk around with portable chargers. Like, you haven't got your phone battery, tough shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking charge your phone before you get to work or before you go to school or whatever. Don't walk around with a fucking phone charger. If you're a fucking right loser. Like, if you don't got anything better to do than be on your phone.
I guess it's possible you might have such a busy job whereby you run out of your battery in 4 hours.
Or quit.
But in that case, kill yourself.
Like, if you're in a busy job where you're walking around with a portable phone charger, charge it at work. Like,
you might have such a bad phone, like myself, where charging it at night or just isn't sufficient for the day. It needs more charging time than it does.
Yeah.
Like lifetime.
Agreed.
So, only in that. I mean, I don't have a portable charger because they're gay. But
yeah, gays.
That's homosexual. For the record,
they're good at camping.
That is fine.
They're good for camping.
No, I forget. True. Ridiculous.
Actually, yeah.
I was talking about like children on the bus. Excuse my phone charging. Mm-hmm. That's fucking retarded.
You didn't say that.
Aye, that's what I mean.
You kind of smooth the goalposts, so just kids with chargers now.
I can't get fucking mind audience.
Because in my opinion, kids shouldn't have any technology.
We've discussed this.
As long as Phil Mickelson wears it, use it. I'm down with it. I think it's good.
So,
right, Townley.
I agree with it. I'm fine with it.
No, I'm talking about what's annoying you.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, when annoy you?
Right, yeah.
It
does. Yeah.
It doesn't annoy me.
It annoys me.
Yeah, thank you. Town? Sorry, did it annoy
what's
you?
What's my this week?
Did that annoy you, sorry?
No, I'm fine with it. I'm not happy with all day breakfast where they've got chips on them.
Mm.
All day brunch, you mean?
I don't think it matters, does it?
Don't know.
Breakfast, brunch. It's just
it doesn't matter. Because all day brunch have chips on them. All day breakfast.
What about hash brown chips?
I just think chips are for evening, not for morning.
Well, if it's all day though.
It's all day, but
it's all day, so it doesn't have to be for morning.
Yeah, but does it not imply it in the day?
But I just think what all day breakfast. It's not all day breakfast. It's dinner.
I think
you're going to 5 o'clock dinner. It's not breakfast.
I think they should have. Well, I think they should have breakfast all day. Is that just a similar frustration?
I do like having breakfast for dinner.
I do.
But I wouldn't have chips on it.
What about
bacon, eggs, hash brown?
What about hash brown chips?
They should just have, say breakfast.
Yeah,
but
hash brown chips aren't, I think, yeah.
No, they are, man. You go in Iceland.
Alright, you work for Iceland now.
I'm fucking bored of
Donnery. Tell you what, if we're going to start doing chips, hash brown chips rather than chips on there all their breakfast, then I will stop going for breakfast. I will start having it all day.
Does that annoy anyone?
The usual statement
or
the second statement?
I don't know.
It's going to say the first one.
You know what I mean, yeah. They should have breakfast. Breakfast should be all day.
Breakfast means breakfast.
Yep.
It would annoy me, and here's one for a future topic, because both fried breakfast and chips are both horrifically overrated.
I'm not getting into this.
So I'd be annoyed. I'd be annoyed with being on a plate.
We've already discussed this.
So
no,
we haven't discussed this.
We discussed this.
Have we?
Yeah.
Like,
we're not.
Maybe we should stop getting pissed up while we do this.
No, we've not discussed
that.
We have.
What do you think?
I'm neither here nor there with it, to be honest. Like, I'd never order a I'd never order a breakfast after 12 PM anyway. So,
no. So I'm not being an animal to do such a thing.
Yeah, I'm not crying. All right,
bastards.
I'd never have an egg past 12. Right, so we're just gonna jump straight in after 8 minutes. So we're gonna start with Ross.
Okay.
It's a Christmas special this week, by the way, everyone.
Okay.
Oh, oh, oh.
Just so everyone's aware. Get your shopping done.
If you're still listening after 9 minutes and 13 seconds. So,
while you walk around the shops with this in your ears, while you're mad at all this.
Throw it
jingle,
up.
Bells, Batman smells Robin through an egg. Or whatever the fucking song is. Alright, so. So what my topic is a bit of context first. So with the rising prevalence of veganism in the world, so in 2006, there are 106,000 vegans in Britain. Now that number is over 500,000, a massive percentage increase that I couldn't remember from my research earlier. So,
what was it, 100,000?
100,000 in 2006, 500,000 now. And,
500%?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Mm. What increase, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Not exactly, but...
That's a good topic, that, right?
Right, it's not a topic.
Kenny,
as of yet.
It's context.
This is context. So, what the fuck do vegans eat at Christmas? and can we produce enough of it to feed them all in the growing in this increasingly growing demand for their horrible food?
They're like a, I don't know if it's vegans or veggies, but they're like a nut roast. But
what the fuck is that?
What is that?
Did they put a bucket of peanuts and like roast them for 2 hours?
I think the start of this is a ridiculous question. The nuts are vegans, so we can't answer.
No, but this is what the
speculation.
The podcast is based on misinformed spouting of opinions. So this is progress.
No, we're not supposed to say that on air.
As far as I'm aware,
fair enough.
Well, these eat turnips, don't they? As far as I'm aware, the tea bags, they go through people's bins.
I mean, could you
Do they fart? Do they eat grass or I don't know?
Could you eat a full Christmas dinner without a turkey?
Vegetable
gravy.
Vegetable gravy.
Yeah, but that's not vegan though. It's probably got like yeast in it or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, all well, the.
What do you have? What like, you having a vegan Christmas dinner? So you'd have.
Like, they're all about yeast cruelty.
Can I ask?
Yeah, roasties.
Not any good ones because
there'd be no fat.
Yeah, because there's no roasties.
You have to put it in vegetable oil.
Have they thought about this? So you have your potatoes in a field or whatever.
No, not and then,
do they roasties when they're in
the field? No. So you know the like common harvesters that. The ripple.
Oh,
potatoes.
Yeah, I've heard
about this as well. I've just made this up right now. So, I don't know if this is still a thing, but like horses pull this machine and it digs up the potatoes, but that's still.
Yes, in
animal,
the 1800s,
That's still animal.
This is an
animal cruelty.
Incredibly unmechanized agriculture.
I think what?
Like, what about the Amish?
Well, you know, and the combine harvesters, apparently, when they go on, and in America, like vultures circle around them because they just like slice up so many like moles and like gophers and stuff.
Blue pine.
And like they just slice them up because these like moles are like coming, popping their heads up, eating some bit of wheat. And just,
bloody hell, what's going on here?
Bloody hell! Head sliced off.
That's a direct quote from a mole.
Head sliced off.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. I better get me bloody head down. There's bloody combine harvesters coming here down to me bloody wheat field.
Does the blood and guts enrich the veg?
Probably does.
In future years, yeah. It'll come. The nutrients will like come in the soil and part of next year's crop.
Yeah,
how many moles?
Maybe
a
gamey taste in your veg.
Yeah, yeah.
How many moles?
Yeah.
But you're right. They're very much a non
mole.
Maybe that's where like red potatoes come from.
Maris Park.
No, like the roosted potatoes.
Oh, roosted potatoes.
Yeah, they're delicious, actually.
I just think, going off topic, not really going off topic, I just think if you're a vegan, you're a fucking idiot. How about that?
The only good thing about being a vegan is best of luck getting fat. No, what are you gonna eat? What's fun? There's nothing
fun. How can you save up for the nuclear winter that's absolutely inevitable? How can you store up your fat? It's like fat is like wealth in a post-apocalyptic society.
It's like when Homer Simpson becomes the grease man.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of them where there's legitimate moral reasons that we probably all are on board with.
Mm.
But why make yourself miserable?
Exactly, yeah. Why cause minor annoyance in a restaurant where you say, sorry, it's not suitable for vegans?
Wait, when you go to restaurants, like, I can't think of a vegan restaurant around here that I'd go to.
The thing is, like, if every single human on the planet was a vegan, what would these cows and pigs and sheep be doing?
That's the whole thing.
They'd die anyway.
You know what the vegans want to do? They want to, like, put them in like
the peak.
they want to put them in like old people's homes with like cow homes or something.
Retirement
cow homes or whatever.
Just let them die naturally.
It's like
little cows watching TV.
People like stroking, like they got a lot of workers like stroking the cows,
cow cafe.
Giving them like hand fed grass and that. You know,
Get rid of him.
To be fair, I won't mind visiting the cow cafe.
Yeah.
In fair, it
was a steakhouse, so.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if there was the option of then eating the cow.
You choose the cow.
Yeah.
Well, well, there's a great quote from George Orwell, who says, "The thing is with food cranks, the kind of people who would ostracize themselves from society in their food choices just to give their body, just to give themselves 5 years extra life on their carcass." So you know, they're like horribly like malnutrition body will live 5 years longer.
5 years of miserable existence.
5 years of miserable vegan existence.
It's one of them, I think. Life's short, so.
Also, you can't drink Stella, can you?
True. Oh, no.
Life's short. Guinness. Smoke fags.
Yeah, Guinness.
Life's short. Smoke fags. I'm 20.
You can smoke fags, can't you, if you're vegan?
Assume so, yeah.
I think you can. All the vegans I've seen have been heavy, heavy smokers because they're so fucking hungry.
So hungry and depressed. They really can't do enough to stop the world from being endless.
All they're having is mashed potato pies.
I have simply some of the reasons.
I actually do as well, to be fair.
But I just feel like maybe there's a mechanized solution as opposed to making ourselves miserable. That's what I hope. That's probably a very like naive way to think about it. It's like, I'm all right. It's like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
But you just can't live on fucking celery.
Would you go vegan if your mum and dad were eaten by a cannibal?
Well, that's one of the top 10 reasons for converting, obviously.
No, I'd go and eat the cannibals who ate my parents.
Yeah, you
teach them a lesson.
You go back on an eating spree, wouldn't you?
You'd yeah, teach them a lesson.
I'd hang them,
you bastard.
I'd hang them high. Hang them high and like ferment them.
Okay.
So,
I think the thing
is their fermented flesh.
I think we slagged off vegans enough there. Right, so let's just have a quick whip round. What do vegans eat for Christmas, Kenny?
As far as I'm concerned, it sounds like vegans eat squashed up moulds. That sounds of it. Mould paste.
Yeah, I want to agree. I want to say they go into the garden and have a couple of slices of grass, a few leaves, yeah.
I think
and a nut roast.
And a nut roast.
They have a good dig in their garden and have a nice mud roast and custard.
I'm thinking whole roast turnips.
Ooh, yeah.
That's going to be a Brexit meal, that.
Yeah.
So we're all going to be vegan soon. Come on.
Turnip salad. Wait, it's 10 quid a steak.
Turnip salad. Roast.
Alright, cool. That's us topic one. Lovely stuff. Alright, so episode 2, section 2, or part of what? Topic 2.
Episode 4.
Seamless.
Okay, so we're whipping around to Mr. Steam for his swimming topic.
Yeah, so anyway, I started you off the other week about lane swimming, and I'm but no, I'm not really.
So your eye out.
This is the Christmas special. Christmas time is a lovely time to spend with your family, friends, or enemies, or whatever you like. I would like to know, what tradition would you guys like to get rid of at Christmas, or alternatively, what tradition would you like to create at Christmas?
No.
If you had some magical tool to alter history so everyone's been doing it for years, or if you just want to absolutely delete one.
I'm going to jump straight in here. I want to get rid of advent calendars.
Oh, nice, okay, yeah. Yeah. This is good.
What's the point?
This is good, yeah.
Nonsense. Rather, so have a chocolate a day until Christmas Eve. Like, yeah. Who fucking cares?
You can get a chocolate.
I know the fucking date. I don't need a chocolate.
Such a fucking purity.
I've got
I don't need
a
it.
Much better alternative for this little tiny chocolate in it. Cardboard door. Buy 31 chocolate bars, chuck them in your cupboard, open that same door every day and see a full chocolate bar.
I don't hate it.
What's the price comparison?
It annoys me. Like, what's the point? People pay like fucking, I don't know, best part of £5 for a chocolate thing.
Mine cost me £2.
You could buy, right, at the end bargain, you could get a massive bar of galaxies for about £2.
That's true. There's way more chocolate in there. But what about the extremely religious people who like really like no chocolate? Like this, you open day one and it's like a lamb or something.
A whip. Oh, that like
I had one of them once. I think someone got me one of them. Like, bloody hell, it were
a lamb.
I've got a bit of time.
Like baby Jesus was on Christmas Day. Or, like, a shepherd. You get a shepherd on the 2nd of December.
Genius. What do you mean?
Like this.
Oh, a figure?
No. It's an advent calendar.
Oh, it's a picture.
It's just a picture. There's no chocolate behind it. It's just like.
So it's a pointless process.
It's just like a religion. It's just like.
Good.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's funny.
Oh, wow. A star.
It's excellent. A star, yeah. The star is right.
And the kid opens all the presents.
Oh, oh, that's myrrh. I never knew what myrrh was.
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks.
And I'd like religious, to also...
Extremely religious relative.
I'd also like to bring in Christmas Day gets changed each year, so it's not always the 25th of December.
What, could it be like the 3rd of like April or something?
Yeah, right,
just
right.
total...
So you got to explain your system. You can't just fucking say that and not say what day is.
I don't know,
so what would it be this year?
Queen picks out.
Does it have to... Does it have to be voted on by Parliament every year?
It's just
and there's like deadlock.
It's just a ping pong ball. Like,
is it between? Is it
4th of May?
Is it over the whole full year?
Yeah.
So it could be like 6th of June or something.
Because it's always cold at Christmas. Why it's miserable?
That's part of the joy, isn't it?
Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a white Christmas. Never a fucking white Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, the joy of it is that we get bank holidays.
Well, yeah.
It's not the matter what day.
Well, my dad Peter De Rossi had a Christmas. Had a Christmas party on like the 25th of June.
That was very entertaining.
He pretended it was his back garden in Chesterfield was Australia.
Fine. What do you want to change or get rid of or do both?
Okay. As the representative for the town corporation.
The town corporation.
I mean, the first thing I thought was Christmas cards.
Yeah,
nice.
Can I just say, I was stood behind somebody in a fucking shop today, and it was an old woman, and like she had a massive trolley, and in this trolley, all she had was maybe 60 Christmas cards. But you got to think, like 60 Christmas cards in like, I don't know, a little box, maybe like I don't know, 20 by 20 centimetres, and then maybe 30 in depth. Mm. She had a trolley for that, and then she asked the woman behind the till, can you help me pack him? I was like, are you kidding me? Are you wasting my time here? It's like, she says, I'm ill today. It's like, why are you out there? Go home. I'm ill. What are you ill with? Anyway, sorry, I interrupted. Christmas cards.
I mean, that's a bit weird, she had no arms, so that's a bit of
a... I don't have carry bags, I have a saddle.
Tam was actually the shopping assistant.
Yeah.
he knows...
Cry it while you pack the bags.
I told him to get fucked.
Actually, not enough.
So Christmas cards. I just feel like if you get someone a Christmas card, you can and you like them enough, you can probably get them a present.
Mm.
So if you don't like them enough, don't get them anything.
Yeah, cut them off. Do you need them in your life?
Maybe
them off.
Do you ever have a card?
Maybe give them a text.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a card where you get it sent and someone just put the name on it? Not even two, it's just like.
We haven't through today to the previous tenant of our place.
All right, yeah.
So
yeah,
we've been
there.
We opened it. Oh, it's got someone else's name on it. Okay. You can tell it's a Christmas card because of the shape of it.
You opened it, did you?
Didn't open it, no. Because we get them for you quite fairly often.
You may as well open it.
Yeah, they also don't like them that much because we've been there for a year and a half, 2 years.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they know where they live.
True.
Yeah.
Pointless Christmas card.
Put it in Charlie's literature.
I mean,
no.
Charlie is my cat.
No, it's not.
I'm very proud of him.
It's his son.
No, but don't you think it would be really fun to like give people like Christmas cards and write a really in-depth like blurb to them of people you don't really know that well? Like your former boss from like 10 years ago.
Like pros and cons. I like you for this, but not for
you're like, hey, I hope you're doing really well this Christmas. I've, you know, given like a blurb of like what you've been up to in the last year. and say, I hope you write back to me and give them your address, and they'll like maybe feel obliged to like write back Christmas to you, and then you set up a Christmas card company.
So what you're saying is a pyramid scheme?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm up for that, yeah.
Christmas pyramid.
I think I'd change is make it a full week bank holidays.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fucking Corbyn sign next to me.
That'd be pretty...
I mean, I'm not religious, but it's tradition now. You've got to give me the week.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got it off this year anyway, thanks.
Actually, that annoys me, like, people who celebrate it have different religions. Actually, no, doesn't
yeah, but we're not religious. Yeah, anyway.
We're
in the same category.
We've been to Mass.
Yeah, man, I was raised and born a Catholic.
We've been to Mass once or twice.
Like, you get, like...
We've had our fucking pain.
You get like, I don't know, Jehovah's celebrating it. They don't believe.
Are you sure?
The Jehovah's believe in it, don't they? But they don't believe in anything fun, so obviously.
They have no.
Do Jews celebrate it?
They don't believe in
no.
It.
No.
Can't call them the Jews, Jehovah's. Bad. The Jewish community?
No, I don't think so.
It's gone to Ross then.
Yeah, so what I do is ban Christmas.
Cromwell.
Large.
Ban Christmas. I think it's an absolute. It's been like it's just an absolute shit show, basically. Like, firstly, I hate the religious aspect of it. Jesus, if he existed, didn't fucking die on the 25th of December. That's a pagan ritual. Nonsense, absolute nonsense to have this celebration.
It died?
Oh, died, it was executed by
the it was Easter.
Roman lads. It was born. Oh,
yeah.
You're right, Chris.
he said he was a Catholic, he weren't lying.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. He was born in like middle of June or something.
Sorry, lads. Absolutely, was born. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't born then, were we? And also, it's been like completely taken over by like corporations.
Coca-Cola bought the
Santa used to be green.
He did.
He used to be green.
Yeah, we've got a green ornament of Santa.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that was a whim. John Lewis.
Santa doesn't exist. Santa does exist, and he's a neoliberal cunt.
I sat on his knee.
Agreed. When?
Well, that's just Santa.
Agreed, man.
Yeah.
Well,
banned Christmas. We've banned Christmas, so that's pretty.
So, good. What are you filling this gap with between?
Extremely heavy drinking.
Do we still got holidays?
Okay, so it's just like a.
No, you have to fucking work.
Christmas markets as well.
You have to fucking work, but you have to drink also.
It's a good one.
We don't need markets and nonsense.
Yeah, Christmas markets are total shit.
What would you add?
Turn up and I'd be like, would you like some mulled wine for 17 quid?
Oh, we can keep mulled wine.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
We can keep mulled wine. We can have mulled wine. It should be like a through winter thing.
Agreed.
It's quite nice.
What would you add?
You know what I mean?
I guess you wouldn't have anything.
Do I have to add something?
No, not really.
You've created a massive hole.
I guess adding is a replacement, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I suppose we could like invent some sort of like nonsense like statue and like worship
like
that.
Any annual event where you'll have to do like go to votes and stuff and have interviews to who can join.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, yeah. Like
nice farting.
We can like worship like a statue of Sam Hussein for like a.
I'd think we'd struggle. Can you imagine then John Lewis Saddam Hussein advert?
He's got a great statue though.
Never change.
Few free cheap statues going.
All right, Jason, what would you
come on? So, what I'd get rid of is the nonsense of certain items that appear on a Christmas dinner. Brussels sprouts, prime example.
Great, get rid
like, of them. Oh, it's nice and it's Christmas. I like them, me. I never used to like them, but I do like them now. If you like them, why are you eating them once a year?
We don't fucking sell them the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't fucking sell them.
This is the problem.
We don't really need
I'd have them all year. That's the point.
Yeah,
like, that isn't once a year. All right, fine. I put Brussels sprouts on sale Pigs in all blankets. Year. That's what I want.
I'm up for it.
Pigs in blankets. If they're that good, I love them. I love them.
You can make them yourself.
It's like, do you want some in June? They go, oh, you're a monster. Turkey.
Yes, he wants turkey, do you?
Turkey, yeah.
Turkey.
Nonsense. Turkey is a bit.
That
bit
turkey
shit.
Is like the American lobby, like. Fucking forcing turkey on us because we used to have geese or something. I don't know.
Yeah, my family never has
to have geese.
I'm not interested in eating any goose.
I like turkey.
Why? It's probably better than turkey,
isn't it?
If you cover your turkey and goose fat,
you love it. You love a bit of fat.
What's wrong with that brown rice bastard?
Yeah. Wait, I like brown rice. I also like microwave doner meat though. So
bacon without fat would be the worst meat ever.
Those people who like
even beef that cut, might be awful.
Oh, those people who cut the fat off the bacon, you know what I mean? Nonsense. No, I love them because I just
vegans.
I just if I don't know them very well, I'll just like, are you eating that fat? I just like go with my hand onto their plate and like grab the fat and eat it with my hands.
Everyone knows you have to eat the animal's fat to gain its
Christmas.
Powers.
Christmas pudding, exactly
right?
Christmas pudding, yeah.
I think that's disgusting.
I love Christmas pudding.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put the brandy on it, set it on fire. That is Christmas.
Christmas is getting pissed in the fall.
Brings me nicely onto my new tradition, which would be I would like a government enforced Christmas Eve type pint or two. In your local, you know, you get like a local polling station.
Yeah.
Get a card for your door saying this is your local boozer. Christmas Eve, please report for a pint.
What if you're far from your local?
I mean, it's free. No rules apply on Christmas Eve.
No, this is.
Yes, amnesty.
This is going to become chaos.
Maybe it's like
the terminus
town. Your local polling station. It's like a local school or something. There's like loads of. It's like volunteers with like. Let's pipe like cans there. They'll like give you your can.
What about all the
people who don't drink?
Well, them especially. Maybe on religious grounds,
have a coke.
Maybe let them off, but if you're not drinking out of health reasons. You should be enforced. You should have to drink at least double.
You should have to be a very horrible bureaucratic process to get an exemption.
Yeah.
Make it be some sort of Deccan.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
So maybe instead of a big B, have like three Red Bulls or something.
Yeah. I'd like that.
It's funny you should say that because you've been banned from your local.
You're a fucking nutcase.
They can't prove it.
Woo!
By the way, Town is like 6'5" and he's got like muscles that are hitting me in the face as I'm speaking now. It's good. Right, so we'll leave it there.
One can't have one's physical appearance.
He's a real hunk. We'll see you in a minute. Hello. Okay. So next one is me. So I'm going for a sporty one.
A sporty one.
So you know how it's coming up to Christmas. A lot of sports going on. as it's Christmas themed. Oh, sorry. Over the Christmas period, you've got, I don't know, a lot of Premier League tight fixtures. You've got your UK Championships. You've got your if you're into it, your American football. You got your
Australia with Boxing Day Test.
Yeah, you got that. You got fucking darts World Championship.
Oh,
farting championships.
Splendid work.
You had the Chess World Championships quite recently. So my question is: pick any sport you want, any sport. Recreational or not, if you think sports, if snooker's not a sport,
okay,
pick snooker, it's fine. It is a sport because it's got balls.
does that mean I'm a sport?
Make it a sport.
I've only got one.
So I want to know any sport you want, pick that sport and something you would like to change.
Ooh,
literally off flavoured off on that podcast. You just fucking stolen it.
Oh, he is.
I don't think so.
No, I didn't say that.
What podcast is stolen from?
Our friends,
Freddie.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think it is. No, I didn't say that.
You're making it up, mate.
Anyway, as I was saying,
They didn't say that.
Sport requires change.
Oof.
Big change.
Ooh.
I don't think it was in their podcast.
I mean, regardless, we can have our opinions on it, I guess.
Does anyone want to jump in first?
I'd like to jump in first.
Yeah.
Right, so might have been exactly what you're going for, but what I do, football, World Cup 2022, Qatar, that's a disgrace. I'd change that right off the head. It's the stadiums are built with slave labour, and it's too hot to play football properly there. Mm. And it just can't be played at
Christmas.
It's going to be played over Christmas. It's
there you go.
Completely
Christmas special.
Everything.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fuck Qatar.
And I'm going to say it here, right now, I'm going to boycott that World Cup. But and I saw every game, like every game I can, in every previous World Cup. And I'm going to boycott that World Cup. Because it's an absolute disgrace.
I'll believe it when I see it, mate.
You'll see it, mate.
I don't think you're going
to
be able to keep
it. If I live till 2022, you'll see it.
Depends how many more microwave doner meats.
That's true. That's exactly right.
Stop making that a weekly fixture.
Depends how many more clown casts then, doesn't it?
I think you're right. But what if England got to the final?
Not watching it. Boycotting. I'm protesting outside the Qatari embassy.
What if you get asked to play?
They need an absolute filthy set of.
You have to, don't you? It's your
national duty.
Sorry, I can't.
It's like jury service. You have to.
I'm sorry.
I'll play, but I won't play to the best of my ability.
Sorry, I can't watch this. I'll play blindfolded.
I'd do that. Yeah,
that's good one.
And I'd be probably better than a would be full sighted.
Is it tennis on this kind of time of year?
Oh, mate, anything you want.
Is tennis on this time of year though?
Who cares? Sorry. If it needs to be for the topic, then yes.
I just think the ball's lighter and have multiple balls on the pitch.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Two or three.
I agree.
Tennis is shit.
Actually, fucking.
It is.
Have one of the tennis like ball cannon things that you decide and you just have to see how many you can knock off.
Yeah. And fucking the final one, the world record hold would be like 8,000. It'd be there for like 2 days.
Yeah. I basically fall asleep.
Did you have to speed up the rate of ball?
Yeah.
Turn how good you are. And just like 2 minutes, how many balls can you?
How quick can they fire them out as well? Stop firing them out like 200 miles.
Well, there's machine guns that can fire them like.
Yeah.
Is that
a
certain rounds a minute?
Is that a separate sport?
Machine gun tennis, yeah.
That's a sport, actually. You just made that
up. I mean, my problem with tennis is that don't like it.
That's a good one.
I've got more balls and like maybe gunfire.
Yeah.
Jason?
I would try and cut out this bitch behaviour in football. Absolute bitch behaviour. And just like it's stupid. Like when someone goes in 2 foot and absolutely smashes someone, the referee gives them a yellow, which they might be lucky to get. And they're giving it like, oh, fucking hell, ref, throwing their hands up like, oh, fucking, and then everyone comes over and talks to the ref. What's that about?
What VAR?
Well, just...
Like, get it in.
Get it in. But VAR on two incidents. One on the foul. It was a horrible foul, yet the decision's fine. Number two, this guy came up and marginally disputed the call. 20 minutes in the sin bin. Get him off. I think... The sooner footballers behave like grown-ups, the better.
What about personal penalties?
Personal penalties?
Yeah.
I think you should be made to play with less clothing on. And then by the end, if you've been a, like fucking Joey Barton's been a knobhead all game, he's basically just running around with his bollocks hanging out.
He did that anyway. He did that, didn't he? He wouldn't be bothered by it.
No, that's exactly it.
He's a bad example then.
And he's retired.
No, not tacky because the ball's hanging out.
Retired. He's been basically banned, hasn't he?
No, he's a Fleetwood manager.
He sort of took management on because he was like, well.
He got like 19-year banishment for a match.
But like, putting like £2 bets on like Gillingham versus, I don't know.
I find that ridiculous.
This is not
like Hartlepool.
Let footballers bet, let them take drugs, let them do what they want, as long as they turn up and play football.
If they're doing better on themselves, I think that's...
Well, you're saying ridiculous right now.
It's not, we could, like...
Let them say what they want.
I think it's not that drugged up league would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, maybe. Or someone's told me the idea. Basically, you'd have like a straight league and then like a drugs league.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it'd be the absolute fucking superhuman.
All your centre-backs would literally be like, oh, and it's just like, oh, you cannot pass.
Yeah. it'd be great to watch, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Like these absolute mechanised humans.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bionic legs and fucking speed running through the heart.
Yeah.
Running about, I don't know, as fast as a 30 mile an hour.
Just dropping dead left, right and centre. Oh, it's like, you just swap them over, next one.
Yeah.
Half-time testosterone shots.
Yeah.
Well, like, it'd be like balls. Like, if it was the same pitch, which probably wouldn't be right, they probably just score from there and half, like whenever they want. Because they'd have the trajectory like planned in their head through some sort of AI sentence.
AI football.
And they had the legs to do it because they've mechanised legs.
Sorry, I've got a couple. Just a quick one. I think ODI cricket gear would do it.
Ooh. Like, what do you mean?
Who cares?
ODI, as in 50 over?
Yeah.
50 over.
Or keep 2020?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't really got any preferences to this.
I quite like it.
What's ODI cricket?
It's like one day.
50 over.
One day international.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of halfway out between 2020, smashing it around everywhere.
I suppose, yeah. They brought it in the 70s, didn't they? As like something quicker than test cricket.
I also think...
How many overs is it?
50 each.
Is it a draw if it runs out of...
It'll only be a draw if you get exactly the same runs, which is a tie. Which is
if it rained off, he's doing it over there.
They do the Duckworth-Lewis method, unless it's rained, like, when not enough overs have been played.
I also think, speaking of being rained off, I just think it's fucking playing in the rain.
But it is a thing with that. Do a football.
Change the ball.
It's raining. Both sides are playing football. No problem. Cricket, one side's bowling with a wet ball and batting with a wet ball. And the next side might bat in the dry.
Could you?
You got two very different things.
Could you bring in some sort of like...
Especially if it's a very muddy pitch. Like,
oh, fucking
hell. It just like...
The game won't work.
The ball would just like... splat in the mud and just stay there.
Yeah.
Change the
and then you run up smashing to it and just like dig it out of the mud with your bat and like chuck it.
Like, it starts drizzling, they're like, oh fucking hell, get the fucking covers on. It's like, Jesus.
They're a bit over the top on that. But
the main one is football. I think a lot of the time what annoys me is added time. Extra time.
Oh, yeah.
If anything happens in the game, stop the clock. Injury. Yeah. Injury.
Yeah.
Maybe not everything, because like a throw-in you can't really regulate. Maybe just like something like an injury, a substitution. Like if injuries and substitutions, the time was stopped, there won't be anyone wasting any time. Because a lot of managers, what they do is they send a player over that they're wanting to substitute. They send them as far over into the pitch as possible. They're like, right, you go over there. And then 2 minutes later, they're like... Right, stop the right substitute. But I mean, for any substitution, just stop the clock.
It makes it cleaner.
Yeah, they are supposed to do that already, I think.
Because it's all done on interpretation, isn't it? The ref's like, oh, I've got 3 minutes, and then it'll go, and then by the time he's ran it, it's 3 minutes 40. And...
You hardly ever think like that was the right amount of injury time.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Just like stop it. Like I say, like the substitutions, it stopped time wasting, which I hate.
Mm.
I guess you can't regulate corners, throw-ins, and maybe quick free kicks. Fine.
I don't know. Well, maybe not quick free kicks, but corners and throws, I reckon you could do it.
You could, but the trouble is, then you might get like 20-25 minutes of injury time if you stop the clock for every throw. And some games, you might get
crazy. I think throw-ins and corners is fine. Leave it.
Throw-ins.
It's subs.
Throw-ins, unless they're taking the piss, I think. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think subs and that, though, that's obvious.
Subs and injuries.
Yeah. If he's walking off, or that's obvious time waste.
Yeah.
Or like,
they're supposed to do that anyway. That's the thing. They're supposed to do that anyway.
And bring 2 foots back.
What?
Bring 2 footers back. Well, you can
2-foot tackle.
You can 2-foot, yeah.
Hey, okay.
Maybe you should be like,
I totally agree with that. All right.
Go on, Sal, did you want to bring it?
Kane's had enough of this.
I've got one more. I think shirt pulling isn't a foul.
Yeah. That's because you love a shirt pull, you dog.
It's not a foul.
God, you know what?
One last thing I would do, minor sporting tweak, is I'd take American football, basketball, and baseball and just delete them. Just delete them. Absolutely. Just admit and go, look, guys, we've made these sports, we've fucked up. I'm so sorry.
They've gone too far.
Made a mistake. It's fine. You can make mistakes.
People are making money out of them. You just can't stop them now, can they?
It's true. That's
absolute shit.
What do you want to change about? You play football.
Yeah, I want football to be better for people like me.
What, I don't watch it?
I want to get points, even though I'm not very good.
If you get a man of the match, you can.
I want to get points for trying. You worked pretty hard. You were terrible.
I also think draws in football, get rid of them. Like, just have a fucking penalty.
This is insane.
Penalty shootout every time.
Penalty shootout, yeah.
Absolute madness.
I'm going to penalty shootout every time.
Wait, that's fucking the most American thing I've ever heard.
Fuck up.
You're right, just fucking draws, man. Nonsense.
Draws.
That's fine.
When you get a draw, mate, you eke out a dirty draw, and there's nothing more satisfying than that.
A dirty draw against a quality team.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine, because as our football team goes, a draw's a win. all right. Nice one.
Gosh, dude.
Go on then, finish us off.
Hi all, my name is Town. I'm a contributor to this podcast. I have this question for you all. What is your favourite video game? What console, what era, and why?
At Christmas. I was going to say, Christmas specially.
Ho, ho, ho!
Okay, there we go. That's all
right. Chris gone? As the youngest member?
Henry.
So mine is probably... it's on the Xbox 360.
Pussy's console.
And... no, man, it's like, if you go any older...
it's like Cognac,
no, man, it's not. It's Dead Space.
Oh, yeah.
And... really, 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 really put a fucking staple in my gaming history. Because I thought when I played that, I played it through once, and it scared the shit out of me. But there was like, I was such an achievement whore. So achievements are like something you have to do in a game to get like some sort of minor satisfaction.
Get a little pop up, don't you?
Say? Yeah, you've collected this, you've killed this,
yeah. You've not been outside for a week.
So there was an achievement on it that I thought would exist, but I assumed. So what I did was I played through Dead Space on the hardest difficulty, which, by the way, is fucking hard. And I played through it on the hardest difficulty, and I completed it. And I was like, all right, lovely. Here comes my achievement here. There wasn't an achievement.
you achieved it yourself. You don't need a fucking pop-up to
that's
say
the
that.
Thing. Yeah, cause I think it's called Zealot mode. Like you have to do it through. You have to go through the main quest, which, by the way, is incredible. Scared the shit out of me. It was incredible.
Is Dead Space one where you're like an abandoned space facility?
Yeah, you're
like where you fucking come to try and kill you.
Is it like a shoot?
That's not wet.
Yeah, you basically play over the shoulder.
First person shooter, is it?
No, you play over the shoulder, like third person shooter.
Okay.
You play as a guy called Isaac, and you have to like get from how the fuck was Dead Space 1? You've like been in pretty much like a what do you call it? Like when you're in
stasis.
So you've been in frozen that, and then you come out, and then like you're just like, what the fuck? What's gone on here? What's happened to my ship? And then you have to like fight through and like find out what's happened. And I played through it on the hardest difficulty. Got no satisfaction, but the satisfaction was, yeah.
Wait, you don't even know what to do the satisfaction.
No, but at that point in my life, I was a bit of an achievement whore. Like, I was like, God, I need to get 100,000 gamer score.
I need to have this.
I think it's a bit alien probably to us, isn't it?
Yeah, we're probably a bit old for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Xbox 360 came out in like 2000.
Six.
Mate, we're old.
No, how old then? I was at six. Unless you're like 58. No, man, I only played like fucking Dreamcast.
I'm 39. Dreamcast. I think I've played a few games.
Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah, I remember Dreamcast.
I remember, like, no one getting that.
I remember my cousin got it. And I thought it was a PS2, but it wasn't.
I only went down to the local bowling alley and played Pac-Man.
All right.
I remember playing with a cup and ball down Pac-Man.
I mean, record with 10.
For me, it would be Xbox. What I would call the Xbox One, but it's not the Xbox
first
One.
Ever Xbox. Yeah,
because what a stupid fucking thing to get. Xbox 360. Well, that don't make much sense. Xbox One, and what? Hang on. Who's in charge of these numbering systems?
That's great
nonsense.
Rob,
shut up. All right, so on original Xbox.
Better than numerical rants. Just
join me on my side podcast where I will do more of this.
Numbers and numbers and more numbers with Jason Steve.
So, Nazi Republic, Star Wars on the Xbox was...
excellent.
Absolutely incredible. I played it not like a lot of people will play games now or it's personal, I guess, but...
FIFA 04.
I played it very, very sparingly. I played it maybe half an hour a night or an hour every other night or something like that. Not through choice, just because that's what my parents were sort of enforcing. But that made it so much better because the story felt so much more... You were so much more invested in it because you experienced it so much slower and...
Like role-playing games that time were really...
Yeah,
really, yeah, really good.
And I've never seen that sort of freedom in a game before, which, I mean, looking back, it maybe wasn't that free. It was relatively scripted. It's
quite restricted.
But over time, it felt so free.
Just having dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
Feeling like you put a bit of
an impact. You had choices. Yeah. And
what choice did you take?
I went light side to start with. I was a good guy.
Nerd.
Good guy to start with. Went dark side next time.
You're playing it now, am I
right? Didn't like it. I don't like being a dick.
Because
there was no middle ground. There was no like, oh, it was just like, oh, I'll do that for you for no thanks. It's like, oh, I won't do that. And then the other option is, give me your money or I will slaughter you. And it was just like, yeah, all right, but there was no middle ground.
You feel bad being an evil bastard on games.
You do, man.
I think you can actually see if you are evil or not by playing a game.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Where your instincts lie. Like,
you should report some sort of register if you choose all the evil options.
Yeah, you should.
I know a guy.
Just keep an eye on him.
MKS.
Like, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right,
he's evil as fuck.
Yeah, and he is a proper lunatic.
Yeah. Adds up, man.
Class A murderer.
Yeah,
give it a few months.
He watches murder videos.
Why MKS coming to work? Oh, he's improved.
He only murders the opposition at football.
true, it does.
Are you playing it at the minute?
I have recently re-downloaded it.
Have you started playing it?
No, I've not, but I'm very, very excited.
I remember being really hard.
Get fully immersed.
That's what I remember. All I remember is a big fight between Jedi's and...
It was just great. I think it had a better story than any of the new Star Wars films. Shy. I think that had a better story than any of them.
Not Townsley thinks fucking Phantom of the Menace is the best film ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
No one will disagree with that.
No one disagree with that.
Yeah. Well, alright, then I'll go with my game. My game is
Stalin's shed.
Stalin's allotment.
Turnips and potatoes.
You control a young Joseph Stalin who gets water, like plants, like turnips and stuff. No, well, that's not it. My game is a medieval Total War 1.
Oh yeah, okay.
Brilliant game. What you did was basically, you can control like a country in Europe, and there's like on a map different provinces, and you can, you, the aim is to like conquer Europe with your like armies. It's a turn-based game. You get to build different buildings, which mean you can train different troops, like peasants or spearmen or knights. And then,
well, you could train peasants.
Yeah, you could train peasants.
What are the key skills of being a
train? It's like
levy peasants, and they're just shit. They're absolute dog shit. They can't beat anyone.
Mm.
And then you can like take your army and like invade another province. Like go invade like Scotland from like Northumbria with like some peasants, and then you. And then you'd go in like a 3D battle like thing. There'd be some like ground and you'd charge your peasants out of the like Highland clansmen and shit.
Mm. Be slaughtered.
And, yeah, and you'd be absolutely slaughtered.
Bringing it back now, yeah.
And it was very, very 2D. Like you'd get like 100 like stick men fighting like another 100 stick men.
Total War is massive now.
It's massive now. Like, Total War kicked it off probably.
So many variants of it now.
But this was like back in 2002.
Mm.
And it was absolutely brilliant. It was just so good. Like, it was like a board game, but also with 3D battle stuff. And like, every different nation had like quite unique, different like armies and stuff you could build.
The battle thing was the Shogun Total War.
Yeah.
But Medieval brought it to Europe, didn't it, I think?
Yeah. Medieval had loads more variety than Shogun.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Brilliant game. What was yours, Tam?
Well, yeah, I mean, all great games suggested so far. But,
Civilization 2, here
we go. I've agreed with all of them.
Uno.
I think for me, just because it's one of my first things I played where I knew I was hooked into this world, was Doom. Doom 2.
Great choice.
Doom 2, The Simpsons.
Doom 2, what?
Yeah. So I played at my uncle's house, and I thought, I'm right cool here, playing this fucking shooting game, Doom 2, Simpsons. So basically, all the baddies or whatever, because they're based on sprites. So instead of a somewhat scary demon,
maybe
that's someone from The Simpsons. So, and you're, the guy you play, instead of this hard US Marine or whatever, is Homer.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, more around the world, and it's the same game.
This is not the best game you've ever played.
No, because, this thing is influential on me, because I really, really enjoyed it at the time. Just walking around with a fucking shotgun, like, shooting these characters from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Some of the Simpsons games were good, to be fair.
Yeah.
Simpsons Hit and Run, I remember that.
That was really good.
I don't think The Simpsons made this Doom. I'm sure it was just a mod.
I don't know exactly what the thing was, but Doom 2 in itself, when I played that on it, it's a great game.
Doom 2 is good,
It's a game whereby I felt a little bit scared when you'd open a door and you could hear things going on behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the super shotgun in that game was incredible to use.
Boom.
It was one of them. Yeah.
Shotguns in early games was just brilliant. Mate. They're just obliterate everyone.
So great to use. Like, yeah, man.
I tell you what, I think my first like really memorable video game experience was like watching like some dude playing like GTA 1 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, lad, see this. I'm going to flame through all these Boy Scouts. I was like, it's like 2D, like what's it called?
Bird's Eye View.
And there was this like guy like with a trail of Boy Scouts, and he just like flew through them all, and they just like scattered.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh, that's
the early GTA games are great.
They're absolutely
driving a car.
The
3D
GTA games.
Yeah.
It's absolutely great.
I mean, they've got better now.
They've got obviously better than 3D, but even
back then, the early GTA games were absolutely brilliant. And they're still
I want to play them again. Absolutely. I've never played before, but I'd love to get GTA.
The top down.
GTA London or something.
The top down like ones, they're pretty good.
I don't know what kind of story they have. Probably got something.
Well, it's like gangster type stuff.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly ask before we go? That's a quick one. I don't want an explanation, I just want to ask. No, you've asked that. What's the worst game you've ever played?
Worst game?
Nice.
Don't need an explanation as well. So mine's Assassin's Creed 3. I thought it was a bag of shit. It's like, I'm just playing like Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 here, just in like North America, playing a guy called Connor. It's like, hey man, I'm just going to murder you if that's okay. Shit. Absolute shit. I hated it.
I played a game on GameCube called Zoo Cube, which is a puzzle game. I hated it.
No, oh, that's good enough for me, Rob. Ross.
The Rugrats board game.
Right, next.
It never actually got released, but it was an Ashes game, which had to get pulled off the shelf because it was that bad. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, the bowler would run up like a stick man, and he'd just, like, freeze at the crease to bowl, and the batsman would sink into the ground, and the ball would just fly. It was absolutely horrendous. Like, everything was wrong with it. And basically, like, really embarrassingly, they released it and then immediately pulled it from shelves.
What year was that?
15 maybe? 13, 15?
What recent?
Do you reckon it's set back?
Yeah, I remember you talking about
it. I think so, yeah. It was because I was quite excited. I was good at it, but luckily I didn't. But yeah, it was just so, so bad. Everything was wrong with it. It looked hilarious.
Good stuff. So I think that's it from us here. In the BT Tower.
Can I go to bed now?
Yeah, so we just want to all wish you a Merry Christmas, everyone together.
Oh, get pissed with your family.
We'll be here for next month.
Yeah, we'll probably be at Townsley's house, I reckon. He's fucking get free beer off me, bastard.
Yeah, he'll be at mine.
Yeah.
In my casa.
See you then.
Rock on.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.